Welcome to the Leadership Formula Podcast, where you will learn the secret sauce behind achieving massive success. I'm your host, Tracy O'Malley, multi-million dollar entrepreneur, your Enneagram expert, master performance coach, and mom to millennials. Do you want deep, meaningful relationships to wake up every day with purpose and make money doing something you love? Well, you've landed in the right place. Every week, I will teach you how to get exactly what you want in life by strengthening your emotional intelligence using a combination of the Enneagram framework, live life coaching sessions, and real talk from yours truly. It's time to transform yourself into the ultimate leader of your life. Let's do this thing. Hello and welcome to 2022. This is our first solo episode of the new year, and I am fired up. It was a beautiful holiday season for sure. Tested me in a lot of ways. I had to explore new layers that come up as you do when you are raising your hand to grow. And if the title of this episode intrigued you, or maybe you didn't even look at the title, and what I'm about to share with you is one of those things where you might say, this isn't for me. This isn't for me. Then this is definitely for you. I know for myself about 15 years ago, if I had seen this title around inner child stuff, even though I'd have been exploring it for about 20 years at this point, I probably would have avoided it. But your inner child has everything to do with your business. Everything. Everything. And this is why I love the Enneagram so much, because what the Enneagram did for me and my inner child, you know, I was introduced to the Enneagram almost a decade ago in rehab. And, you know, when I'm asked about the secret to my success, I always, at the front of it is my recovery. And whether you are addicted to any kind of people, place, or thing, or substance, or anything, we are all in the process of recovery from something, right? And recovering has everything to do with the inner child, right? And so when I was introduced to the Enneagram, what I found is there was this little girl that lived inside of me that she had her beliefs and her view on the world and her protective mechanisms and her fears. And she was driving every single thing that I have done in the last, close to 50 years. Now, if you're close to 50, like I am in a few months, trying to get access to that inner child might seem daunting. You might not think that it's valid, or all the things that I tried to convince myself of a decade ago. And that's where the Enneagram really kicked in for me and has really helped me and thousands of other people that I have helped along the way with the Enneagram, because the Enneagram allows me to access that little t, a lot easier and with a lot more compassion. And it's where I feel most seen, heard, and understood. And when I've done typing sessions with many of you, when I come into big corporations and businesses, yeah, they're paying me money to come in and do this, a lot of money to come and do this, because they are recognizing what these little inner children in all of us, how they are driving how we show up in our lives, not just in our families and as parents and as lovers and partners, but in your business. So I know you've all heard of the inner child and that undying need to play and have fun, even when we sometimes shouldn't. And if you were like me, maybe you experienced some things along the way where play and fun was a very vulnerable situation and bad things happened when you did. Some of you are more escapist and you're always seeking that. And this is where the Enneagram really helps, because it's not a one size fits all to access the inner child. But when we use the Enneagram, you have nine kind of different roadmaps to help you access that part of you. The inner child is way more than just playing and having fun. Like I said, your inner child is how you view the world. As a child, you learn things either from your parents, in your family units, outside, in schools, on TV, movies, whatever. You know, your environment definitely dictates kind of how your natural kind of disposition and temperament gets expressed, right? This is where nature and nurture really do collide with the Enneagram and your inner child. You know, whatever you experienced was ingrained on your brain. And these things, you took them as truth. How could you not? You were only a kid. And so often when we're in this personal development space to crush it in our business, or we join masterminds or hire the coaches or whatever you're doing, you're always looking at it from your adult brain. And until, like, if you've ever been a parent and you try to rationalize crap with a child, they're looking at you like, what the hell are you talking about? And so many of you are attacking, you know, some of the stuff in your life that needs some healing and work and addressing from the goggles of your grown-up self. And this child is feeling kind of neglected all over again, like they're like nobody understands you, right? So these truths and these beliefs, unless somebody told you otherwise or you went out seeking proof or evidence otherwise, you carried them around your whole life. And depending the delivery of that message or who it came from, this is how it can show up very, very differently. Like for myself, I heard certain things from the men in my life, and I heard or didn't hear certain things from the women in my life. So how this shows up for me can look different from you. But also understanding my true Enneagram type makes a lot more sense of this, right? This still affects how you think, act, and react, especially when it comes to yourself and in your businesses. You know, for example, if you heard, this is one that I heard all the time, that children should be seen and not heard, you know, that kind of ingrains in that child that they need to keep quiet and not voice their opinions. What sometimes it wasn't safe, or you got ridiculed. And so when you have big things to say, and you know, being an Enneagram 8, I always got some big shit to say, but you know, it got stuffed down for a long, long time because of that belief system that little T was carrying, right? And because I'm an Enneagram 8, that would eventually explode in ways that weren't effective, even in business. If someone told you that you were shy, maybe you still feel like you are. And maybe, I see this one a lot, maybe you use that shyness as an excuse not to do things, or you believe that nobody would listen to you anyway, right? This is kind of where that little kid built a belief and then took it and ran with it, sometimes to stay safe, sometimes to hide out, sometimes to not make waves. Maybe you had a negative experience with other kids not liking you, and maybe this has you pretty scared about not being liked or accepted. Or maybe you feel like you have to earn it. One of my personal favorites, because this one is for a lot of you. If someone told you that you couldn't do something or you weren't good at something, this is how you have created stories in your head of why, even though you're trying and doing the reels and showing up online and you're talking the talk, your energy isn't walking that walk. And these core beliefs that you've always thought to be true do carry over into your business. So basically, your inner child and you as an adult take these beliefs as the hardcore truth, even if you know with all your adult brain knowing that it's not true, that inner child will always run the show. Okay. For example, not being seen and heard can show up as a fear of really putting yourself out there. So can the idea that you're too shy. Worrying about what others think or not being liked can show up as worrying about your knowledge, your courses, your prices, not telling your friends and family what you're doing, agonizing over every single unfollow or unsubscribe. It can also show up as a need to sell out, an effort to make sure people like you and your business. And I can tell you with each Enneagram type how this can look for you. And so when you understand not just your true Enne type, this is why it's really important to be typed right, y'all, to have a roadmap to heal and connect with this inner child will impact your business. Another thing that can affect your business with your inner child is thinking that you can't do something. This can have you show up in over-trying or not trying at all, over-giving or not taking any action. Also, the fear that you won't be able to get results for people because it would and could affirm that you can't. This is where imposter syndrome can come in. So going even deeper into this, as a child looks to a parent for approval, your inner child can project your or her needs, his or her needs, onto your clients. And this can show up in ways you've probably never thought were inner child things, but they are. For example, you overgive on the free stuff, or you have a hard time charging money for what you do, and you don't offer enough ways for people to actually pay you because deep down you want people to like you. Another way that this shows up real deep in your business is you help your clients more than your program states you will, because you want your client to adore you. But this overgiving is just taking away your own valuable time and energy. This will also, depending on your Enneagram type, manifest into some form of resentment. Now, how that gets expressed can change based on your Enneagram type, and understanding that will allow you to navigate that a lot easier. Another way that this shows up through your inner child in your businesses is that you aren't completely honest with clients because you don't want to offend or hurt anyone. This is where you're the nice friend, but you're getting paid to be their coach and their mentor and their guide. Not being truthful is possibly hurting not only your client's results, but your credibility. It really, really does. This is called enabling, y'all. And this is absolutely ingrained early on in your life as an inner child. These behaviors are actions that stem from the things you learned when you were a little kid, and they stem from fear. And they're not serving you or the people that you are trying to make an impact on in the world. Now, here's the thing. No one can make you see yourself or make you see that you have these beliefs, and no one but you can change them, because it's not about, you know, your clients or your business. It's all about you. And this is why I'm so passionate about using the framework of the Enneagram, because, you know, talking about inner child, it's like, Jesus, are you freaking kidding me? And I know my fellow Enneagram 8s out there, like, this is the last thing I would have wanted to talk about. And trust me, if there was a way to avoid this kind of stuff for business, I would say, okay, let's figure out a different way. This is the master and the truth to my success, is my ability to raise my hand and say, you know what? Little T's pissed off and she's hurting. And I know that she, you know, her fears have also driven me to success, but also that's why it wasn't sustainable, right? When you're a kid, everyone tells you to grow up. And quite honestly, that's not the world's greatest advice. You actually learn a lot about how to survive and thrive in the real world as a child. And while your experiences growing up provide beautiful lessons for your career, they can also rob you of some of your most precious attributes. And this happens a lot for you newer entrepreneurs or your business leaders. This is really, really important. As you mature, you learn to focus on the issues at hand as opposed to the big picture. You become overloaded by the many demands of adult life. I can hear you rolling your eyes right now. You're like, Trace, I have my own kids to worry about. This inner child bullshit is, I don't have time for it. And I've said this on the thousands and thousands of calls with clients that I've done. Whether you're raising adult children, younger children, any children, fur children, I don't care what kind of children you have in your life. And if you choose not to be a parent, this applies to you too, because we all have at least one child that we are very responsible for. And it's the most important child you will ever raise. And it's the one that's inside of you, because he or she is what's running your entire show. So growing up takes its toll on the entrepreneur that's in you. And on the flip side, some of us never grow up. It depends. And there are 8 things that I have kind of, wait, maybe I got 9. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I kept adding to my list. There are 9 things that your inner child has to do with your business. And these things, like, you know, depending on your Enneagram type, how this can show up. You know, as kids, we learn to question authority, right? Some kids were like incessant about questions. All my Enneagram 6s out there who need certainty. And just because you're an Enneagram 6, maybe you grew up in a household where you couldn't voice this. You know, I question authority all the time as an Enneagram 8. But in my home, I was taught that, no, I was better seen than heard, right? So you can see where, understanding your Enneagram type, you can see where this questioning of authority comes into play. But in the business world, you know, we hear things like, you know, this is just the way it's done, or do it because I'm your boss, or this is how, you know, all the things. And so sometimes, or even with yourself, you go comparing yourself to other entrepreneurs, like it's like the holy grail of what things are. Get back to that childlike quality of questioning authority. Question it. Another part of your inner child that maybe isn't coming out as it should in your business or entrepreneurial life is being stubborn and fearless in the face of adversity. Kids are notoriously resilient, and any successful entrepreneur will tell you, if you've got a disruptive idea, this is, you know, where the rubber meets the road, y'all. Be prepared for, you know, hundreds and thousands of people to tell you you're crazy, right? This is a really important thing. And this is why those people that are ready to go toe-to-toe and be fearless in that face of it, this is Steve Jobs. I mean, think about Steve Jobs. He was relentless in adversity. Another thing that your inner child has to do with your business and you're not doing because of that child for whatever reason is tirelessly pursuing your passion. Most kids have a natural tendency towards like the squirrel kind of shiny object syndrome. But once a child has got their mindset on something, something they want or something they've got to have, they simply won't stop until they get it. I know we've all been in Target with this screaming toddler on the ground, whether it was for a toy or attention, a child will be relentless until they get what they needed or what they desire. And so many of you aren't, you say you want it bad, but at the end of the day, are you really passionate about it? Are you really tirelessly going after it? And I'm not judging, because this is really freaking hard, because maybe you were told, you know, you have no right to have desires, right? Especially if you're an Enneagram 9, you know, your core motive is harmony. And the thought of disrupting anything can be very, very scary. Sometimes for a 2 as well. The other thing is jumping into the deep end head first. This is something we don't do often enough, but as kids, we are natural risk takers. After all, kids spend much of their time falling down as they learn, play sports, ride bikes, walk. Likewise, great entrepreneurs don't hesitate to do things in half measures. When their gut tells them it's right, they go all in. And somewhere along the line, your inner child learned that this was not safe, or you were told, maybe you had a helicopter parent that was like swarming fear all over you. And I just want to put a disclaimer out there. I'm not judging anybody's freaking parents. You know, I am a parent. I have made mistakes. We all are doing the very best we can with what we were taught, told, and modeled. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean we always got what we needed, what we deserved, and what we desired. And it's one thing to say, well, that's just how it was, right? But if you're a grown-up, you have a responsibility to learn a different way. And if you don't, you're basically looking your inner child in the face and doing to that child all over again, or saying to that child all over again, that was right. This is the way it is. Too fucking bad. Okay? So I'm not judging anybody's parents. Or you as a parent, because I know some of you are listening going, oh my God, am I messing up my kids? No, not necessarily. You're doing the very best you can. And this is part of, you know, my journey. If things didn't go the way that they did for me growing up, I am not who I am today. Was it hard? Fuck yes. Was it terrible at times? Hell yes. Was it amazing in certain moments? For sure. For sure. Every little piece of our story has mattered, but it's up to us to do something about it if it's not serving us the way that we want it to today. Not with blame, not with projection onto your clients or other entrepreneurs, not to play the comparison game. All these things are your responsibility if what you say you want is really true. All right, back to the list. Something that kids aren't afraid to do is make tons of mistakes. Right? But somewhere along the line, maybe a parent told you that if you made a mistake, you were terrible. This one was a big one in my household with my dad. But making mistakes, it's how we freaking learn. And a lot of times we'll project our fears of making mistakes onto our kids or people, you know, that we love or lead because we can see it and we don't want them to experience the pain we did. But the pain is how we freaking learn. It's how it gets ingrained in us, like, oh, I won't do that again. You know, if we have somebody covering up our mistakes, or we're so paralyzed to make mistakes that we stay in this little bubble, we never learn. Mistakes are how we learn. It's what we do when we're young, so we grow up to be wise. The problem with grown-ups is you tend to be afraid of failure. And that's unfortunate, because failure remains the most powerful learning tool at any age. Another thing that your inner child used to do that you may not be doing, and how it's affecting your business, is indulging in your ego. Kids are all ego. They truly believe the world does revolve around them. Granted, we can't kind of show up into our adult life like that. We'll get into a little trouble. Still, all great leaders have a strong sense of self and empowerment. Again, why the Enneagram is so gosh darn powerful, you guys. You just have to know when and how to effectively indulge your ego, you know, to inspire or motivate the troops, or when it is important to reel in and to be humble, you know, there. But this takes practice, and this takes self-awareness, which is where the Enneagram can also come in. Kids, your inner child used to not have a problem confronting problems head on. Kids are at each other's throats one minute and then playing the next. We've seen it a lot. Likewise, constructive confrontation is critical to coming up with the best decision or most innovative strategy out in the entrepreneurial world. So you can't and you shouldn't avoid it. But it's really important how to navigate that and how to elegantly flow into that. And I know all my Enneagram 9s out there are going, oh my gosh, conflict, no, hell no, hell no. Or even Enneagram 3s, you're like, I'll worry about it later, right? This is why it's really, really important to be in touch with that inner child. Kids tell stories. Children are natural actors in the sense that they can easily access their emotions. They're beautiful storytellers because they haven't developed inhibitions yet. That's one of the best ways of connecting with people and initiating relationships. People connect with genuine emotions and they remember stories. Stories is probably one of the greatest selling tools of all time. And, you know, maybe you were a kid that was told you talk too much, or you go on and on, you know, or your teachers said, you know what, you're a problem in class because you go on and on. Like, all these things compound the fact that you are quieting the beautiful inner storyteller in you. Play hard. Kids play hard. People who work hard and play hard don't do it as a means to an end, but because they're happy that way. They love to work. Whoever said work's not supposed to be fun, why do you think they call it work, is an idiot. Quite honestly, it's not the same kind of fun as in the playground, but if you love your work, it can still be fun. This was a hard one for me, you know, playing hard, like it was only about work, only from the time I was 4 years old. And so when things got too fun, I would get nervous, or I would, you know, pile more on the plate because God forbid, right? And the last thing that your inner child maybe isn't doing today and it's affecting your business is the ability to swallow your pride. Now, that doesn't mean be a doormat or any of these things, but as kids, we were taught to be the bigger person, to apologize whether an altercation was our fault or not. But as adults, we dig in our heels and we do this in different ways depending on your Enneagram type. Sometimes we create walls and divisions. Sometimes we will just ghost people. There's a whole bunch of different ways that this can come about. We can move on to other people. There's a good reason why pride is the primary deadly sin. It's deadly in the business world as well. Humility is a powerful leadership trait, and so is a sense of humor. And, you know, all these things that I talked about that your inner child has to do with, like the things that us as inner kids really expressed or had the ability to tap into, you know, along the way, things got in the way. And you know, I've been at personal development 22 years, and inner child was one of the first things that came up when I was 28 years old. And I tried to minimize it, or even at 28 years old, it just seemed like too monumental. I felt too far removed from what it felt like to be a little kid. And quite honestly, I didn't have many memories as a little kid, and the ones that I did have weren't great, and it was just getting in the way. And so I kept shoving little T aside. I kept shoving her aside and like, just give me the things I need to do, right? I know a lot of you are listening right now. They're like, Trace, just give me the strategy. The number one strategy I will give you is to honor and set free that inner child. Pull him or her up on your lap and ask him or her what she really would want to say. If nobody was ever going to judge it, scold it, measure it, anything. If you had a little child, let's say 4 or 5 years old, and you pulled it up on your lap, would you ever judge that child for speaking freely or telling a great story or questioning things? You would absolutely be like, hell yeah, hell yeah. If you were talking to a child, would you tell them to, you know, play small or don't get on that bike because, you know, it's scary out there once you get on that bike or any of it? No, you would be cheering them on. But when it comes to your own inner child, you're basically putting that kid back in the corner all over again. So it was at age 40 that my therapist in rehab made me do the Enneagram test. And I went down kicking and screaming. And, you know, if you've been listening for a while, you know, I was mistyped originally, which most of you are, 65 to 70% of you. And if you're going to use this beautiful tool as the roadmap to your inner child and business and marriage and relationships and friendships and parenting, being typed properly is really, really important. And this is where I can come in too to help you for sure. But when I was 40 years old, the thought of trying to dig through the wreckage to find little T seemed daunting. And it was the beautiful gift of the Enneagram that it gave me the fast pass right to little T, and continues to every single day in business, in my relationships, in my friendships, as a mom, as a woman. The Enneagram is probably the most powerful tool to connect with your inner child. It's why when people sit on an Enneagram typing session with me or do one-on-one coaching with me, whether they've met me one time on a Zoom or in person one time, or they've had many, many years or decades of therapy and coaching and paid thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, there's a reason why at the 90-minute mark with me, we get an exhale. And many of you have said, I don't know if I've ever felt so seen, heard, and understood, and like somebody gets me for the first time in my life. And that is because I have connected to the inner child in that person. And not only have I connected with that inner child in them, but I've shown them how to connect to him or her as well. And once you really do this, all those things that are hard about your business and the things that keep coming up, you know, and these things about questioning authority and the stubborn and the fearlessness and the pursuing what you're passionate about and jumping in headfirst and making mistakes and indulging your ego and confronting your problems head on and storytelling and pride, all those things, I'm sure if you are listening right now, and I want you to kind of maybe journal about this, and I hate when people say that, but one of these things that I usually do my kind of journal entering on my walks, right? Because that's when I connect to little T. You know, all these things, maybe write down those key things, those 9 things. Try and remember back when the first time you questioned authority, that you were either scolded for it or minimized for it, and kind of try to pinpoint where that break happened. Same thing in how you used to face adversity. You know, using your Enneagram type, you can kind of narrow down, am I somebody that is motivated by autonomy and independence? Am I motivated by significance? Am I motivated by certainty? And it's almost like the 6 degrees of separation to get back to that little kid. I promise you, this is the key to success in business, especially as an entrepreneur, and especially if you are the personal brand or if you are in charge of a brand. You know, these things are really, really, really important. And this is what allows you to go the entire distance. So there are some of you listening right now that have told me or you've been properly typed by me, you know your Enneagram type, and that's just information. It's kind of like, okay, now what do I do with that? What do I do with that? Well, that takes practice too. It's just like any tool. You don't pick up a chainsaw one time with a guide one time and then know how to operate and know when and how to use a chainsaw effortlessly the rest of your life. The Enneagram is probably the most powerful tool in my life. And I have learned how and learned when and learned what to do with it every single day over the last decade, not only in my own life, but I've helped thousands and thousands of you in your lives. I've worked with many, many businesses and organizations and teams to facilitate this so that you guys can do what you are here and called to do in this world. So you don't have to keep, you know, making the same mistakes over and over. You don't have to keep hiring these bullshit. Yes, there is a lot of bullshit coaches out there. I'm sorry, there are. And they don't walk their talk. They all need me. There's a reason why therapists and psychologists and psychotherapists work with me, right? This is a beautiful tool to help you get to the root of what's holding you back with compassion, with love, with empathy, with grace. And not only that, you're able to take action to move forward. And even when you do slip up and go back into an old pattern from time to time, which you are because you're fucking human. And as you continue to elevate and go to the next level, if you haven't listened to the last episode of the year, I talked about the next level in your life is going to require a next level version of you. This is very much tied together. Okay. And if you want to keep elevating, and I know if you're listening right now, you are here for it. You're here for all the things. Bring that little kid in you to the table. Let him or her be seen, heard, and understood. Even if you had a great family growing up, there are things that you desired and deserved that maybe you didn't get and came by it innocently. It happens. And we're not shaming our parents or our teachers or anything by doing this work. You know, are they going to receive it that way? Who knows? Who knows? But I know if you saw a child out there that was afraid to step into the light, instead of just telling that kid, you know what, just stay stuck over there. Just stay stuck. You got a long life ahead of you. It's better to just stay stuck. I know you'd never give that advice to a child. Yet every day, you're basically telling that child and you to do that. And I want to help you and thousands more of you not only have that beautiful relationship with that child that's within you, but allow him or her to do the things in the world that he or she has always wanted to do, and to have parts of your story that maybe were painful really, really matter for something beautiful. The Enneagram has been the lifeline to me and Little T. And for the longest time, Little T and I did not know each other. And there's like 12 pictures of me as a kid, 12. Total, which is very telling for kind of the environment that I witnessed and grew up in. And again, my parents are good people and we're good people. It was what it was. And I, for a long, long time, let it was what it was put a hard shell around me and had me being very domineering and aggressive. And although, yes, I could move the needle from time to time, I left a lot more wreckage than I did wonder. Really connecting with Little T and using the Enneagram to do so has her thriving. And I've learned how to play and have fun and to love freely and not be so afraid and not use anger as a wall. I mean, I still do from time to time because, like I said, we're human and I'm always constantly going next level. But if you have explored inner child work or you've took a it isn't some quick course you can take. This is years and years, and it's just like any relationship. It takes time. And if the inner child in you has experienced a lot of trauma or pain, I'm telling you, it's going to take some time for her to even trust him or her to even trust you. And like with any relationship, that trust is built in consistency and compassion. And the Enneagram can help you do that. Now, how do we do this with the Enneagram and me? First of all, typing sessions are probably as good, from what I've heard, from several people, it is more revealing than maybe 5-6 years of therapy. And I am somebody who is all for therapy. I still see my therapist that I met in rehab that introduced me to the Enneagram. I do believe there's a beautiful time and place for it. I also know that it doesn't move as fast as it needs to sometimes. I also know that when you're sitting across from a therapist, they can't tell you their personal stuff. You know, there's many laws and rules within that. That's why I never became a therapist, even though all 9 of mine said I should. I wanted to be able to speak freely, totally an Enneagram 8 move as well. We don't want to be controlled, right? So doing a typing session would be like the holy grail of, first of all, knowing you're typed properly, and then getting instructions on how to integrate it in your life. Next level is the Enneagram experience, which I don't know how much longer I'll be doing that because my calendar is full, where I take you deep dive into your Enneagram type, the framework of that, and how that applies in business, personal. Like, we do all of it. We do all of it. It's beautiful when you see that we actually, how we show up in ourselves affects every part of our life. So when we kind of understand that that little child in you is affecting all areas of your life, and we can attack it and give it a big compassionate hug all at once and take action, that's where the movement happens. And then if you really know, like, you don't want to go one more year chasing your tail or trying to find that little child in you that you know is pissed and having a tantrum. And sometimes those tantrums are very quiet, and sometimes they're very loud, like mine was. And you want to really, really access that part of you so that he or she can join you in this journey of business and life and parenting and relationship. I do one-on-one coaching for a 3-month period. And not only do we go deep into the Enneagram, we go through my methodology that I have learned over the last 22 years. I call it my soul surgery method. We bring the two together, and you have 24/7 access to me every single day. And that's basically, it's pretty much like me, you, and your inner child have everyday play dates via the Marco Polo app, which is amazing and magical all at the same time. I only do those kind of one-on-one clients by application only. You can go to tracyomalley.com to fill out that application. And I only take a certain number of people. The spots are very, very limited this time of year. These 2 weeks of the holidays, Christmas and New Year's, my phone blew up. And that's why I work through the holidays, because I think it's when our inner child gets triggered more than ever. You know, a lot of memories come up. We're around family more, business comparisons, the end of the year stuff, it all comes to the surface. And if you don't want to finish 2022 the same way that you did 2021, or you want to go a whole nother level in 2022, I would be honored to take you on this journey. It is life-changing, not just for me and my business, but the legacy of my own family and my kids, the way that I have really invited in the right support in friendships and love. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And I would love to take you on that journey. And if you have teams or businesses or organizations having the entire department and team work on this together, it's basically like a beautiful playground of all the inner kids running multi-billion dollar companies. When you can wrap your brain around that, not only does it make you smile and feel like joyful inside, it's when we are able to bring out the best in each other. When we start looking at people as though they're a 5-year-old, beautiful, wide-eyed little child, you're very different in how you energetically show up to support people. And I know that's why I'm able to do what I'm doing day in and day out, and why I'm so passionate about what I do every day. If you loved this episode, I know this one's controversial, and if you have lasted this long, then I know that you know that I'm speaking the truth. And I think that it'll be important for you to share this episode with somebody or your community. I think it's important. I think we throw around this inner child work and shadow work like you can nail it in a course in 3 hours or 3 days. This is an ongoing process, and this is the most important work you'll ever continue to do. And my goal is to put the right tools in the right hands so that you can continuously do this work, so that you can do the things in this world that we need from you and that you have always deserved and desired. So you can find me at Tracy_O'Malley on Instagram. I'd love to hear how this impacted you. Share this episode for those you feel it would serve. And if you know you are ready to go deeper and reconnect with that little child in you so that you too can do what you're here to do, go to tracyomalley.com, the Work With Me section, to inquire more from there. My goal is to help each and every one of you become the ultimate leader in your life, not just in 2022, but beyond as well. Until next time, you guys, I'll see you soon. I'm so happy you enjoyed the Leadership Formula podcast. Please help us spread the word about this show by sharing it with a friend and leaving a written Apple Podcast review. If you have any follow-up questions to this episode, you can DM me directly on Instagram at Tracy_O'Malley. You can also find additional resources on my website at tracyomalley.com. I'm excited to lead you into the next level of your life.